and the best of his efforts only left scars little more than stains on the face of the tower. They taunted and mocked him, those fools in there. But after a few days, they tired of the game. Irked by his persistence, they began throwing things back at him. Things that burned. He got back out of range. His troops no longer believed him when he claimed that the lady had lost her power. If she had, why were her captains so stubborn? It must be true that she was not in the tower. If she was not, then she might return any time, summoned to its aid. In that instance, it would not be smart to be found in the Wicker Man's camp. His army began to evaporate. Whole companies vanished. Fewer than 2,000 remained when the Wicker Man's sorceries finally breached the tower gate. They went inside without enthusiasm and found their pessimism justified. Most died in the tower's traps before their master could stamp in behind them. He fared little better. He plunged back outside, rolled on the ground to extinguish the flames gnawing his body. Stones rained from the battlements, threatened to crush him. But he escaped, and quickly enough to prevent the defection of his few hundred remaining men. Toadkiller Dog did not participate, and he did not hang around after that humiliation. Cursing every step, the Wicker Man followed him. The tower's defenders used their sorcery to keep their laughter hanging around him for days. The cities between Charm and the sea paid, and Opal doubly. The Wicker Man's vengeance was so thorough, he had to wait in the ruins 6 days before an incautious sea captain put in to investigate the disaster. The Wicker Man's rage fed upon his frustration. The very fate seemed to conspire to thwart his revenge. For all his frenzied and indefatigable effort, he was gaining no ground, except in the realm of madness. And that he did not recognize. In Beryl, he encountered wizardry almost the equal of that he had faced at the tower. The city's defenders put up a ferocious fight rather than bend the knee to him. His fury, his insanity then, cowed even Toadkiller Dog. Chapter 19. Tully sat in a log and scratched and stared in the general direction of the tree. Smeds didn't think he was seeing anything. He was feeling sorry for himself again. Or still. Shit, he muttered. And the hell with it. What?
I said the hell with it. I've had it. We're going home.
Listen to this. What happened to the fancy houses and fancy horses and fancy women and being set for life?
Screw it! We've been out here all damn spring and half the summer and we ain't got nowhere. I'm going to be a Northside bum all my life. I just got a big head for a while and thought I could get above myself.